As we begin our celebration of Advent, let us hear the words from the Gospel of John in the first chapter, verses 1 through 9 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Let us pray. Almighty God, who in thy providence has made all ages a preparation for the kingdom of thy Son, we beseech thee to make ready our hearts for the light of thy glory and the fullness of thy blessing. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our first Advent lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Let us now read responsively as we light the candle of Christ's first advent. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
All things were made by God. In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Prepare to receive the light of God.
Let us light the first Advent candle as a symbol of John the Baptizer, a voice in the wilderness. He was sent from God to testify to the light of Jesus Christ.
Prepare for the coming of Christ.
Our lesson for celebrating Christ's mission comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he went to the synagogue, as his custom was, on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Let us now light the candle of Christ's mission. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
We, through Christ, are the light of the world.
The light shines in the dark, and the darkness has never overcome it.
We, through Christ, are the hope of the world.
Let us light the second Advent candle as a symbol of Christ, the light of the world, and of his mission to the world.
We, through Christ, bear witness to the light.
Christ's mission must become ours as well. One who lived her life committed to that principle put it this way: how many there are who imagine that because Jesus paid it all, they need pay nothing, forgetting that the prime object of their salvation was that they should follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ in bringing back a lost world to God. Lottie Moon also urged that we take an offering to further our mission, and that we take it during this season. She asked, "Is not the festive season, when families and friends exchange gifts in memory of the gift laid on the altar of the world for the redemption of the human race, the most appropriate time to consecrate a portion from abounding riches and even scant poverty to send forth the good tidings of great joy into all the earth?" Edmund Sears was another who recognized that we must make Christ's mission our own. But writing in troubled times not unlike our own, he affirmed that our ultimate hope lay not in our own efforts, but in Christ's second advent. Let us sing together his vision. Our lesson for celebrating Christ's second advent comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 22, verse 5. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall they be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And night shall be no more. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever.'" Let us now light the candle of Christ's second advent. Rejoice in heaven and in earth. Rejoice all that dwell below, for Christ is coming soon.
Behold, Lord Jesus, quickly come.
There shall be no more night, nor will the light of lamp or sun be needed. The Lord will give them light.
Behold, Lord Jesus, quickly come.
Let us light the third Advent candle as a symbol of Christ, who came in a manger, who comes in the continuity of life, and in whose coming night will be no more.
Holy Lord Jesus, quickly come.
Our final lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 35 and verses 37 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ will come anew in our hearts this season, but only if we admit Him. We must prepare a place for His current advent. This became evident to Martin Luther as he watched his children preparing for Christmas. As they built a nativity scene, they took great effort in preparing the manger in which to lay the Christ child. Luther, realizing that such preparation was also necessary for us on a deeper level, wrote a hymn expressing this insight. Let us sing it together. Now light the final Advent candle, the candle of Christ's presence. We will light candles this season, candles of Christ's presence. Candles of hope where despair keeps watch. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of love to inspire this Christmas. Candles that through Christ's presence will burn all the year long. We've officially begun our celebration of Advent this morning, but it must not stop here. Celebration of Christ's coming must continue throughout the season, and indeed all the year long. And it must not stop with us. Let us reach out and call others to join in the celebration of Christ's advent. Let us begin the continued celebration even now. Come, let us adore Him.
Thank you.
Let us bow for the benediction. Dismiss us now, O Lord, with thy blessing, and accompany us ever with thy grace, that as we prepare again for Christ's coming this season, we may experience anew in our hearts the presence of the Prince of Peace, and through the testimony of our lives, bear witness to the light of the world. Amen.